The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we locked and loaded or what, folks? I mean, come on now. Thursday night, college football's getting underway. I mean, it is underway, but it's very tough to acknowledge the nonsensical Rutgers-Howard game that they don't let us bet here in Jersey. Also, little update, start times are getting moved back. It looks like the NC State start time's getting moved back. That was 7 o'clock. Now it looks like that game's going to be around 7:30. The UNC-Minnesota game got moved back. That game was listed at 8 o'clock. It's now 9 o'clock, so that one has been moved back. What it does allow us to do, though, is actually kind of reset the futures market, because I've not been able to do this here on Game Time Decisions. And I figure, in case you didn't make the college football Today show, maybe you missed them, you know, I was just trying to pepper them at some point on Twitter, but we want you here. We want you in the mix. We want you, you know, getting involved with Game Time Decisions, college football Today. You know, pro football Today is right around the corner. So if you're here, you haven't seen them, and since you really haven't missed a ton, now, there is some movement that the FSU loss created, but I figure we can kind of spin and rip on these here quickly. Just to, again, if you're trying to make some decisions on, you know, I know there's odds boost out there to make the college football playoff, right? I've got some wagers in that market. I have my bracket from, we did those on CFT. So I figure we go through those just a little bit. And what I'll do first is give people the bracket, and then we can kind of air things throughout that. I think that maybe will be a fun little way to do that here for you on this Thursday night. So the college football playoff bracket, 12 teams. The first four slots will go to the highest-ranked power conference champions. I mean, it's really the highest-ranked conference champions. It'll be stunning if a Group of Five conference champion grabs one of the top four slots. So those four slots, which means those four buys in order for me: Ohio State, LSU, Miami, and Oklahoma State. I do think that Ohio State has the highest ceiling of any team in college football this year. Now, the schedule didn't necessarily break perfectly for them. They actually play, and this is they're the only ones who play the other top three teams in the Big Ten. They have to go to Oregon, they have to go to Penn State, and then they get to host Michigan. I think they will do well in those games, well enough. The Oregon spot is tricky, having to go on the road. I think the Ducks are a tick overrated. You'll still see them inside of my bracket. What I'm looking for is Ohio State to lose that game and then betting Ohio State to win a Big Ten championship or maybe even win a national title. My fifth spot belongs to Georgia. And I may look for Georgia off of a loss at Alabama, which I think is very, very possible, and then look for some live Georgia numbers as well. Ohio State and Georgia are the two best teams in college football, but I cannot bet them at their current prices here in August in a 12-team format where there is still going to be some uncertainty and we're waiting to see what a bracket is going to look like. I think some of these sure things to make the CFP have taken value off of teams like Georgia and Ohio State. I did bet LSU. I did put LSU here, and I'll let you know I did bet that team to win the SEC, and I bet Miami to win the ACC. LSU to win the SEC at 12-1 for me is better than betting them at 20-1 to win the title. I think if you're betting that team to win the national championship, you have to like where they're at to win an SEC, right? And the schedule is a part of lining up. I think the offense can still keep a high level, a very high level. I know they've lost a lot at the wide receiver room. Nussmeier is not Jaden Daniels anywhere near the runner, but I still expect LSU's pass attack to be vicious. The offensive line's better year over year. They have arguably the two best offensive tackles in all of college football on the same team. The deal with Miami, who I bet at 4-1 to win the ACC, I'm also betting at 60-1 to win the national championship. Those are the numbers that moved with the FSU loss, and it was a part of the cap. I do not believe in that FSU team because I don't think the schedule broke right for them, and I don't like Clemson all that much either. I think Miami has by far the highest ceiling of the bunch. The offense is clean. Great offensive line, really good skill positions, and Cam Ward, who was awesome last year against ranked competition while with Washington State. 10 touchdowns to 2 picks for well over 300 yards per game in those matchups. If the Miami offense hits, defense can be good enough. I like that team to win the ACC, which means that they get a bye, which means they'll be a win away in a rest advantage spot from being in that Final Four. I had to play Miami to win a national championship at that number. I mentioned that Georgia already, who I think would be one of the top teams, I have them at 5 because I have LSU winning the SEC. I have Michigan at 6, Oregon at 7, the Vols at 8, Utah 9, Alabama 10, USC checks in my 11th spot, then App State I think is the best of that group of 5 bunch, and they are at 14-1 to make the college football playoff, which is a number I did bet for App State. They return a lot. Joey Aguilar at the quarterback position. I think the schedule lines up here pretty nicely for this team. They return their top 5 pass catchers from last year, including Caden Robinson, who had a 10-touchdown season with just under 1,000 yards. And I absolutely love, look, they're the favorites in the Sun Belt. You know you're going to need to win your conference. They host Liberty, who is a very, very dangerous football team in terms of cracking into the CFP because how easy the schedule is. Well, App State's going to be favored in that game against Liberty at home. I think it goes a long way. I'm playing them at 14-1 to make the CFP. I'm playing Arizona to make the CFP. They're not in my bracket. It's because I love over 1.5 Big 12 teams to make the CFP. So I played Arizona to make it at 11-1, and I played Oklahoma State at 7-1, plus that Big 12 bet there at over 1.5 Big 12 teams to make the CFP. That should be at plus 110 juice, even without even money. That's all good. You're getting at a good price there. I did put Utah in. I think Utah's the best of the bunch. I think the schedule's there for Utah. I think they can get in. I think Kansas State could get in. I think there's a world that I'm not high enough on Iowa State. Kansas State, there's a lot of options there. But I wanted to chase some bigger options, so I chased a bigger option with Arizona at 11-1. Noah Fifita, McMillan, the offense is unbelievable. What this team returns on offense is outrageous, and the schedule broke right for the Wildcats. They play Kansas State and Utah. Guess what? Kansas State's non-conference, and Utah is off a bye. They have chances in those football games, and even if they lose to K-State, it doesn't hurt their chances to win a Big 12. And I wanted to play these teams, and even if it's a little worse odds, I wanted to play them to make the CFP over winning the Big 12 because I think that the Big 12 will be sending multiple teams to that college football playoff. The other Oklahoma State bet that I made is Ollie Gordon to win the Heisman Trophy. That number's at 75-1. It's my only Heisman bet. It's my favorite Heisman bet. Throughout the year, I am sure I will add others. This is the only one I want right now. The entire offense is nearly back, which means, most importantly, the offensive line is back. It projects as one of the 10 best in all of college football. Go pull up those offensive line rankings across the country. You will notice it is essentially all SEC, a little Big Ten, and whoops, there's Oklahoma State. They will steamroll teams with the best running back from last year back again, who will be hunting down a 2,000-yard season. Last year, we set precedent. You don't have to be on the best team. Put up the best stats. I still think you'll need to make the CFP, which they can do.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And Ollie Gordon has an opportunity. When the country doesn't have your Caleb Williams of the world returning to potentially light the sky on fire, I know people think that Dylan Gabriel could be great, could be the guy. I'm not as in on Gabriel, certainly not at that number that we're seeing there related to Oregon. There are two futures that I didn't kind of give you the breakdowns on just yet. It's USC to make that college football playoff, and it's Michigan to win a national title. We'll talk about that next right here. It's Game Time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, what do we say? We're back with you right here at Sports Grid. Game Time Decisions. By the way, on the baseball board, Reds took the lead out of nowhere. They heard the slander. They answered the call. We'd love to see that. Braves jumped out on the Phils, 1-0. Let's see who did that. Arcia with a double off Chris Sanchez. I was thinking over in the game. I couldn't get there, though. It is also a little bit, and you got, I'm sure a lot of you out there going through this. Boys in the back, they're furious. I get it. But maybe you were betting day baseball, right? Little tougher to get there at the 7 o'clock slate. Really tough to get there at the night slate, even though, I mean, Astros, Royals, Dodgers, Orioles, I mean, those are great games. Great. I mean, Braves, Phillies, what are we talking about here? That's a great four-pack. A little tough when you're running up against the true start of the college football season, and with that, then bring some college football future breakdowns. And the two remaining I haven't been able to get to just yet involve the Big Ten. Let me start with the smaller one, plus 470, USC to go out there and make a CFP. Here's a story on the offense. I know Caleb Williams is gone. Base everything on Lincoln Riley, and everything around Lincoln Riley says that this will be one of the 10 best offenses in college football. Because Lincoln Riley has never not had a top 10 offense in college football. And before you say, but that's because he's had Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts. Take it easy. Listen, I know all those guys have gone to the NFL, made big money. I understand that. I'm not acting like Lincoln Riley's been working with, you know, a poverty-level quarterback play while he's been at USC. But nobody knew that Jalen Hurts was going to go out there and be a next-level star when he made that move from Bama to Oklahoma. There's a reason he had to go from Bama to Oklahoma. Kyler Murray was supposed to be playing for the Oakland Athletics. All right? When Caleb Williams took over for Spencer Rattler, there were questions. Not for me. Saw it right away. SBSS about a gutsy win in Lawrence that he still overlooks to this day. Ask him about it. Tell him OK Dub sent you. He'll know already when he asks the question. But Lincoln Riley has Miller Moss here. And you know what that sounds like? A huge win for Miller Moss. And enjoy that NFL contract, brother. Because that's what Lincoln Riley does. Look, I don't need to pile on Malachi Nelson and that insane decision that he made to go to Boise State where he didn't even win the job. But in time, we'll look back on that as this massive, how did that ever happen? Who let this kid make that decision? Look, the point simply is we know the offense will be great. Can the defense not be atrocious? Because the defense was atrocious. And sometimes when we say defenses are bad, it's relative, right? That's a bad defense for the SEC. That's a bad defense for a power program. This team was, they allowed the 9th most points in college football and the 12th most yards per game. It was one of the 10 worst defenses in the country. This was a Sun Belt defense. That's a slight to the Sun Belt. How dare I? This was atrocious. Alex Grinch is gone, and they went so hard in bringing in high-level defensive minds. They attacked that coaching room more than they did the portal, and you are going to see this team be better. And the schedule is difficult. I gotcha. But that's not all bad. At least that's, for me, how I am viewing, for me, team's chances to make the CFP. If you're USC, you lose week one to LSU, that's okay. You can survive. You have to clip off a Penn State who comes to your building, a Notre Dame who comes to your building. I think USC can get in there at 9-3. I think it's very, very possible that Notre Dame USC November 30th will be for a spot in the CFP. I kind of think USC is going to win that one. Most unbiased man, history of sports media. You know how I am about Notre Dame. I'm telling you like I see it. I'm telling you like I see it. And at what point are people going to understand? Most unbiased. You get the story. Now, on that USC schedule is a trip to Michigan. And it's a part of a very interesting schedule for the Michigan Wolverines where they bring great teams into their building. And not just number 23 USC. How about number 4 Texas? How about number 3 Oregon? Plus a trip to number 2 Ohio State. Nobody wanted to book Georgia on this one. Any truth that Harbaugh left not because of a chance to coach Justin Herbert, not because of any fines that were coming down, but because the schedule was no longer a cakewalk? You know how this team opened last year? East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green. Year before that, Colorado State, Hawaii, UConn. This team plays Texas in week 2. Yeah, Harbaugh was never sticking around for that. That's okay. I think Michigan can win the game. Michigan has megastars, both sides of the ball. Will Johnson could end up being a top 5 pick. Mason Graham's a beast on the defensive line. Donovan Edwards is a top 5 running back in college football. And Colston Loveland might be the best tight end in the sport. We got to figure out what the quarterback room is going to be. But I trust Sherrone Moore to figure it out. Because Sherrone Moore was the head coach of this football team and play caller when they went to Penn State last year. Watched J.J. McCarthy throw the ball once. No times in the second half. He finished the game 7-8 for 60 yards. And they won 24-15 at Happy Valley. It was 24-9 at the 2-minute warning. Come on now. I got you. It's a tough schedule. But it's tough for Oregon to go to the Big House. That's not going to be an easy trip for USC to make, and it's not going to be an easy trip for Texas to make. Ohio State should be beating Michigan this year. All I'm looking for is Michigan and Sherrone Moore in the college football playoff with the opportunity to potentially hit on a quarterback like Alex Orji. And if they do, 35-1 on the defending champs to win the title is far too big a number. I am absolutely good with giving this team my coin. I think that they make the college football playoff, and I think we've got a great number at 35-1. The best programs in college football reset and reload. That's what the Michigan Wolverines are supposed to be, and that's what I think that they can do. I know they lost Jesse Minter to the Chargers. They brought Wink Martindale in. This is a program that's going to look to have some staying power here, and at 35-1, I think they've got it. I really, really do. Those are your college football futures.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Out of them. And then we're locked and loaded for your card tonight. We'll reset that card for you, and we'll give you any live updates that you need between baseball and what's going on with Rutgers next right here on Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, man, right here with you live on Sports Grid. It's a Thursday night. It's Kevin Walsh. Laughing Kevin Walsh. Is that what they're calling me? We're back with you right here in the mix. It's August. It's going to be September. It's going to be NFL season right before you know it. But for now, college football is the focus. Let's go through your card one more time tonight here on this board. Let me pull this puppy up for the people. All right. So, 7:30, let's start there. Western Carolina, plus 32.5. I am on the Catamounts. Cole Gonzalez, one of the top quarterbacks at the FCS level, should give this team enough of a chance to hang against a Wolfpack group that just need to get out of here injury-free. I am not big on NC State this year. At minimum, not sold enough because Grayson McCall is making a big leap from being a great quarterback while at Coastal Carolina now up to the ACC. And one of the concerning things for Grayson McCall is while he was great at Liberty, took a little bit of a step back last year without Jamie Chadwell. So does that suggest that now there's another step back that could very well be taken, even further removed and playing tougher competition? I think that is possible. This team plays Tennessee next week in what will be a ranked game, and it will be a very important one when we talk about potential at-large spots in the college football playoff, something that I believe Tennessee is going to snag. So I like Tennessee, you know, kind of tipping the hand a little bit. I'm expecting Tennessee to get the job done in a game like that. I think Western Carolina can get the job done here and hang inside this number because, for me, NC State, it's just not a run-up spot. Last year, when we saw them with ranked teams on deck, they were 0-2 against the number. Plus, they did not cover in the game where they had Clemson on deck, which is kind of a comparable certain, you know, spot to playing a ranked team. So, for me, this is a plus 32.5 spot. No problems asked. How about Cam Miller? Under 177.5 passing yards. That's your North Dakota State starting quarterback. And this is really just basing things on approach. Cam Miller has played against an FBS-level team while at North Dakota State. It was against Arizona. I would say that they were playing a worse team than they were playing today. And Cam Miller was good in the game. He was 10 for 12 for 124 yards. The simple reality of that is 10 yards per attempt. There weren't enough attempts. And that's because that's the way North Dakota State wants to play. They're going to look to run the ball. They ran it 45 times that time against Arizona. They have a new head coach in Tim Pulisic, who is an offensive line coach, or who was an offensive line coach at Iowa. He knows this program well. They're going to look to run this football here tonight against the Buffs, against Deion Sanders. I will say, I'm leaning over in Colorado a little bit, which I know is kind of right in line with all the public stuff, but North Dakota State has taken a tick of a step back. They've now not won the FCS championship 2 years in a row, which is the first time since all this dominance started back in 2011 under Craig Bohl. In the last half decade, they haven't really tried their hand at playing FCS opponents or FBS opponents. And when they did, and I mentioned that Arizona game, they were favored and lost. And if Deion gets a chance, he's going to run it up here. He's going to run it up because he wants to. He's going to run it up because it's prime time. He's going to run it up so Shador can throw for 350 and 4. He will run it up. There's no run of the clock out here. And when he was great at Jackson State, they played a game against FAMU. They won 59-3 week one. In the middle of the third quarter, Shador Sanders threw his fifth touchdown pass and made that game, I think, 45-3. They will look to get theirs in this game if that opportunity is there. I worry about the slowdown in pace, though. Sean Lewis, who was the offensive coordinator last year for Colorado, and now having Pat Shurmur come in. But again, that's why my favorite bet in this game is the under Cam Miller passing prop, 177.5. The other action that we're on, Kansas minus 44.5. The number's long gone. I understand if you don't want to get involved, even if I think Kansas can win this game by 56+. Utah, Southern Utah, under 54.5. That's my favorite bet. You can get that at a better number now. I do not think that game crosses nowhere near 50 points. I'm thinking 38-3 for a final score. And then we are on the Golden Gophers plus 2, Minnesota at home tonight in what should be a really fun game against the Tar Heels. That's how we get in the mix with college football. These games are going to be kicking off here in a big way, and we're going to be locked in with Dave Sharapan joining the show. So we're here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here. A little game time decisions. It looks like Cole Gonzalez and the Catamounts will get the ball first. I mean, a little opportunity to shake, wiggle, and roll here, man. So we're going to keep our eyes locked and loaded for that game, the Rutgers game. Let's get you an updated score I think that one's nearing halftime. Sure is. 17-7. Rutgers is leading. They were a 38.5-point favorite. One of their touchdowns came off a 52-yard pick six. If anybody wants to know how Ethan Kaliak-Manis is doing, I know there are people here on this network very high on Rutgers. I didn't bet their under again. I'll be honest with you guys. Shout out Kyle Monongai, by the way. I did do, when NCAA came out, I decided to do the Rutgers thing. Figured we'll do a little local situation. So I am familiar, just from that end of it, with the Rutgers guys. But I don't bet Rutgers games because I can't. And you guys know what we talk about here, I'm involved with. So I'm not going to, you know, I can give you a look, a lean, an eyeball, right? But Rutgers' win total wasn't something I was, you know, worried about breaking down. I didn't think that they would be a threat to win the Big Ten. I know there's some people who are excited about them. Okay, Cole Gonzalez, maybe don't try and throw a pick six on the first play, brother. All right, let's run the rock second and long, please. My, oh, my. But the fact that Ethan Kaliak-Manis is averaging 4.8 yards per pass attempt against the Howard Bison is a big concern. Rutgers are going to look to hang their hat on running the football and defense. I understand that. But at some point, you need your quarterback to make plays, and Kaliak-Manis has been bad in his career. And this is a terrible start. There is nothing else to call this other than a terrible start. Second pass attempt for Cole Gonzalez was nearly intercepted. Folks, let's run the ball. No? I can't be the only one thinking it. I mean, what are we doing here? Let's take a deep breath, settle down. All right. Now my window's just closed. Trying to get people in the mix here. Little third and 10 situation immediately for our. That's right, folks. Get involved. Our Catamounts. I pick up the first. I mean, this team might win a national championship at the FCS level. Good luck. I mean, good luck. Do they take NC State's spot when they win outright? It's the question on many people's mind all of a sudden. You'd love to see it. Nothing like getting involved with the college football, folks. Nothing like getting involved. What do we got here now? Let's update this baseball board, see if anything's popped. You know what, actually? Let me check your baseball starting lineups tonight. Is Eloy Jimenez in there or what? Where is he? Batting sixth. You could sizzle. You could. You got to get eyes on that 1.5 hit run RBI. Bobby Miller's been bad for the Dodgers. Bobby Miller has been absolutely terrible for the LA Dodgers this season. Both sides of the dish are batting 300 plus. So you've got a big time fade opportunity if you'd like tonight. Let's see what we've got here for Eloy's price. 1.5 minus 110. It's not bad. Gunny checks in at minus 125, though, which then kind of, when you do the perspective of it, you're getting third, you're getting Gunnar Henderson. But Eloy's been so good. It's not a bad way to look. Maybe an RBI shot on Eloy Jimenez there. If you can kind of climb that ladder enough, I wouldn't be mad at that. So that's just kind of where we are with the baseball board. Do we have the consig ready?
Think so.
Is the one and only Dave Sharapan here in the mix with us live on a Thursday night?
What's up, Kevin?
How we feeling?
Oh, it's football season. It's official.
That's right.
It is officially football season. And, you know, with that change, things come in. You know, people welcome back to the book, you know, that have been doing stuff. You know, I was just kind of informed this might be our last Thursday together that we're doing this. You know, a couple things change and whatever. So me and Rainier are doing in-game live tonight. Last time for me and the Rain Man. That's what they call him on Thursday. So, yeah, it's a big night.
It's a big night. I mean, and I, you know, you see right there some of the ranked teams that you got, Utah, Southern Utah, Missouri and Murray State going at it. Are you interested at all in the NC State Western Carolina game going on right now, Dave? We're involved in this game. Love this game tonight.
Are you really? I can say that
plus
I am.
32 and a half.
Ah,
come on now.
Really?
I had a buddy reach out. What do you like in this game?
Wow.
To Western What'd Carolina, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like Western Carolina. So he goes, all right. Text me back a couple hours later. He goes, are you kidding me? An FCS team? I'm not taking that bet.
Of course.
Now, I got to be honest with you, Dave. Confidence level goes up a little bit in a ticket like that when you got that kind of reply, doesn't it?
The best is, I mean, I went to get lunch today, and somebody that I know saw me, and they're like, what do you like in, what was the game they asked? Oh, Colorado. And I said, well, everybody's watching that game. Like, everybody's watching that game. I said, I don't know. Right. You know, what do you like? Oh, well, you know, it's got to be North Dakota State. I said, does it? I guess. I mean, you know, all the numbers, everybody's on Colorado. All that everybody's on business. I mean, I don't know if that's worth anything. I mean, somebody's got to be on something. It's one of the most bet on games of the day. I mean, so are they going to be on the favorite? Yeah, they're on the favorite.
Let me ask you this. Colorado wins that game by 21+.
Okay.
Couple guys in that room got to answer questions. I mean, what's the story?
No, I don't think so.
All week long, here's the reason I ask. All week, you mentioned it the other day, right? Everyone's tweeting. By the way, another bet came in on Colorado. I mean, no, people wouldn't stop betting it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it took ages to cross this thing to 10.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think some 11s popped there. So just the fact that they were kind of holding steady, offering Colorado under 10, if Colorado comes in, it's being labeled, at least, Dave, that would be probably one of the worst losses they take all season.
Well, I mean, it's the beginning of the season. It's not even September yet. So, listen, one of the biggest fallacies in all of this sports gambling content and stuff that's out there is that the books want even action on both sides. The books are happy needing decisions. That's how you make your money.
Yeah.
And now, that's a different way of thinking than a lot of books will want to book the games. I mean, you'd love to put up 7, take 100 bets on +7 and 100 bets on -7, but it doesn't always go that way. So, I mean, are they taking a bit of a stand? They waited to see the game day move. Somebody must have come in and given them a limit play at below 10 to get it to go. The numbers, 10, 7, 13.5 to 14, those things in the first week of college football, you don't want to be middled on that. So I understand the reticence to move it past the 10. I mean, because if this thing falls 30 to 20, now there might be a meeting tomorrow and going, what are you doing? You know, if it wins by 21, that's okay. You know, and if North Dakota State loses by 7 and they cover, it's probably even a better night. Dog cover, favorite win, best case scenario on that one tonight.
It is the game of the night. Which is why, of course,
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm on the North Dakota State quarterback under 177 and a half passing yards.
Player props?
Dave, under player props too, Dave.
Man.
I mean, listen, we're doing it different these days. What we're also doing is updating the people on a driving Catamounts team. I mean, listen, I'm just giving you the update. There's more of them next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I gotta tell you, man, listen, I love everyone here that's involved, but people are taking liberties and making me laugh right before we come back in, all right? Hey, people are I'm a professional, man. Playing this North Carolina gear, can say, you on the Tar Heels?
I am waiting to see what I'm hoping to see. It's more of a play against Minnesota. So, you know, this is that first week, second week, cross-conference matchups, first-time trips for teams. I'm reticent to make anything happen before the game. I love the in-game stuff. So I'm going to watch. I'm going to learn. I'm going to see, you know, where this number goes. But, yes, I'm leaning. I think Minnesota is going to be near the bottom of the Big Ten. And I don't know what North Carolina is. Looking to learn a little bit about them and where they're going to fit in the whole ACC, you know, hierarchy. I don't know. I think they're going to be above average, near the top. Trip to Minnesota, rode a boat, all that other business. Don't know. Not strong. Just this is North Carolina lean. Plus, that blue looks good. I can't lie. Blue looks good.
It looks great. What's interesting, Dave, is I might be willing to take your full breakdown and just change slight Minnesota lean. If only because I think these are pretty close teams.
Yep.
But I've got a home dog, right?
Yep.
You look, since Fleck took over at Minnesota, the only time he's lost the opening week was when they hosted Ohio State. They still covered the game.
Yep.
I believe CJ was the quarterback in that one. So CJ Stroud for Ohio State. So I like Fleck. I don't dislike Mac Brown, but I like Fleck. Point to prove. And what's interesting is, and this is, I think, for me, probably my main, what pushed me across the finish line in Minnesota, is North Carolina's had five straight years of NFL prospect quarterback play. Whatever you think about Drake May and Sam Howell is fine, but the reality is those kids were drafted. Howell, I know he went in the fifth round, but that was a weird NFL draft where all those quarterbacks went later than people were expecting, right?
Yep.
Well, now they're in a question mark situation between Max Johnson and Connor Harrell, and I think it's a negative that neither guy won the job. I don't think it's good that we're saying, oh, we're going to see both quarterbacks. You're not playing Western Carolina. You're playing a real team in a real spot on the road while Minnesota takes a big swing at Browser from the FCS level. Look, we just mentioned it the other day, you know, before, Kaliak Mattis is stinking it up over there on the field in Piscataway right now. These quarterbacks between Minnesota and UNC are not supposed to be close. I think they could be dead even in that category, which helps push me to Minnesota.
No question. That's when a game's 2.5 and two and a half and the road team is favored, you always got to look at, all right, well, if it was, you know, reversed and the game was in Chapel Hill, what would this number be? And that's where I go, okay, I don't know how much to even include in the home field advantage, especially the beginning of the season. So the lean for me becomes when you get a short favorite on the road, if it's less than 3, they're probably power rated a little better than even. So it's just a matter of, all right, we'll go with that team. But, I mean, the other game that goes tonight, another Carolina team, is, I mean, you say it, maybe better than anybody in the country. I love when you say that. What is the name of the Coastal Carolina football team? Give me the whole thing.
The Chanticleers. I mean, look, they're out here in the mix, man. It's been a while. You know, I had to pull myself back a little bit.
Come on,
because
what?
This Thursday slate had a lot of games that were speaking to me. We had it easy down, boy. That UL Monroe Jackson State game, I was kicking. I'm like, whoa. Jags a dog on a night Deion's playing.
Yeah.
They might want to send a message. We backed off. We let it be. You gotta take a couple deep breaths when you can, man.
Game with juice. Quick tip. Jacksonville State, Coastal Carolina, Chanticleers.
What's the the game I was thinking of playing over in was the Missouri game.
Oh.
But, man, I saw something today. They haven't beaten a team by 40 points in, like, 5 years or something along those lines.
I got to be honest. I didn't know Murray State had a football team. I thought that was one of those schools that only had a basketball team.
Yeah, I was wondering if John Morant's going to get out there, play some corner tonight, just try his hand at it. I mean, at that point.
I don't know if he can throw.
Honestly, John Morant would probably make the Murray State football roster, and I know that's going to piss off a lot of people. John Morant would be one of the five tallest players on that team.
Oh, yes.
I think he could probably do a little something for someone on that roster.
These games used to drive me crazy when we put up numbers in a book where the spread on the game is 50 and the total 60. Like, what the hell? This is brutal. I hate these games.
Can I tell you, though, I'm not going to act like I almost did it on this game. I almost did it on this game.
What?
Instead of laying 49.5, what do people do? I take over 60.5. Missouri's going to get it on their own. And then what happens? 56 nothing.
54.
I caught a good number, right? I almost feel bad mentioning the play because I have Kansas minus 44.5.
Ooh.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people laying, you know, playing over in the Kansas Lindenwood game, which I think should be good. But I'm also not sure Lindenwood scores.
That's the handicap. In a game like that, that's the handicap. You found another one. 49.5, 62.5 for the total. And Lindenwood, I had no idea. I thought they were only a basketball school again.
Lindenwood is starting a kid who last year for McNeese State was one of three quarterbacks. He was by far the worst. That's who Lindenwood's hoping to try and cross midfield with tonight. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, baby. We'll be right.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, back. We're live with you here. Game time decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here, SportsGrid. It's game time decisions. Kevin Walsh, I am with Dave Sharapan. Sig, I got a question for you in the room, right?
Yep.
Late last night, I was going over the Colorado-North Dakota State game, and that number was at 60.5 on the total. Mm-hmm. We're looking now at 54.5.
Yeah.
It's dropping. Maybe I've missed a weather update. I'd like to believe I would have seen it. Maybe I have. But is there an argument at times for better to be like, man, even if you guys were wrong at a 60.5, right? We got to buy low. You couldn't have been that wrong. I mean, that's a pretty big move on what is a marquee football game for this slate.
Yeah, I can't believe how big of a marquee game it is. I had on a friend of mine who does the numbers at the Superbook here in Nevada, Jeff Sherman. He said, we got more handle on this game than the other two games combined between North Carolina, Minnesota, and Coastal and Jacksonville State. He said, it's easily the most biggest handle game, and there was a move on the total. I don't know. You're going to see the numbers move so much more in weeks 1, 2, and 3. Like, it's still one of those things. It's like a malleable number. Like, you really have to shape it as you go through the first week and the second week. You're going to see swings and misses. There's going to be games where you're going to be like, who came up with that number? I have no idea, but it was wrong, but get better next time. Taking the bets in September is fun, even late August like it is now, because you still got the rest of the season, and that's when the numbers get better, November, December, the bowl games. No, the bowl games aren't airtight. The playoffs will be. playoffs will be hard to beat. You got to get the books now if you're in action.
You want to talk about kind of setting numbers. Shedeur Sanders last year, week number one, played TCU.
Yep.
He threw for 510 yards.
Wow.
Do you have any idea or would you like to take a guess at what his player prop was week one last year? I know because I bet it. It's back in the old notebook of mine, so I can tell you definitively what the exact number was.
279 or 299?
206.5.
That's it? Wow. How's the swing and miss? Doubled up? Yeah, we're going to have to have a talk. We're going to have to.
Here's the thing with something like that, right? When you win a bet like that, I'm speaking from literal experience, doesn't even feel that great. Wasn't a best bet. Didn't play alts. I was playing, yeah, well, if he's trailing, he should probably be able to get over this number.
Right.
There's a
right.
line discrepancy. Because yeah. another book was somewhere like in the 220 range.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick your head up and he's got 510. Yeah, all right, man. All right. It's 304.5 tonight. They moved 100 yards year over year for week one.
Well, that's why I said it in my head. Well, you know, it's got to be 279 or 299. But they missed by so much the first time. If you'd asked me, that would have been my numbers for tonight, 279 or 299. If we use 279, you go over. I move it to 299. I give you a 20-point middle if you want it. We go from there. So makes sense. Does he throw for 300? You feel confident in that tonight?
I do think he will. If they have it going, I'll say this. I left some stuff alone. This feels like, oh, hold on, Dave. Western Carolina, make a man miss. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's almost a pick six. The Catamounts got NC State on upset alert. The ACC might cancel the conference. The ACC might cancel the conference. I'm not sure.
North Carolina.
I'm not sure.
You're in the mix.
Oh, Minnesota. Oh, guys, run, pound. Minnesota. Fade ACC at all costs. My Miami ticket in trouble. Oh, no. Here come the Gators this Saturday. A lot of panic in the room.
You.
Don't worry about it. You will hold it up. You will hold it up. You can count on us. You can count
I'll see
on
you
in
on
game
Tuesday.
Live. It's next, my man. And never again, apparently. I can't help myself. Kachig in game live. Him and the Rain Man, they're making it happen. They got great action tonight. Do not miss that. Listen, whatever you do, Utah, Southern Utah under. All right, enough of this. Cam rising, Cam risen. I've risen. I've risen to the window, and I bet the under, and I bet it again and again and again. That's what we do right here on Game Time Decisions. Next time I see you, it'll be college football today, Saturday morning. I cannot wait.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.